Friedrich Nietzsche was a German philosopher active in the late 19th century, whose works continue to provoke thought and debate in moral philosophy. Known for his critique of traditional moral values and his exploration of existential themes, Nietzsche's ideas challenge us to reconsider the foundations upon which we build our moral frameworks. Central to Nietzsche's philosophy is the concept of the will to power, which he posits as the fundamental driving force in humans, more so than the drive for survival or reproduction. The will to power is not merely about the pursuit of dominance over others. Rather, it signifies an intrinsic striving for growth, achievement, and self-overcoming. Nietzsche saw this force manifesting in various aspects of life, from art and culture to individual relationships. Importantly, he believed that moral systems often stem from a denial of this fundamental drive, leading to what he termed slave morality, which prioritizes meekness and humility over strength and assertiveness. In his seminal work, Thus Spoke Zarathustra, Nietzsche introduces the idea of the Übermensch or Overman as an ideal for humanity. The Übermensch represents an individual who transcends conventional morality to create their own values, thus embodying the will to power. Nietzsche believed that most societal norms are constructs designed to suppress human potential and creativity, urging individuals to break free from these constraints. He famously declares, "God is dead," not as a literal assertion but as a recognition of the decline of religious and metaphysical absolutes in the modern world, which leaves humanity with the responsibility of defining its own values. Another significant work is On the Genealogy of Morals, where Nietzsche explores the origins and development of moral concepts. He distinguishes between what he calls noble morality, which he associates with the values of the aristocratic class and celebrates power and excellence, and slave morality, which arises as a reaction from the oppressed classes, emphasizing values like pity, humility, and moral superiority. Nietzsche argues that this inversion of values distorts human instincts and leads to a life that denies the full expression of one's potential. A core argument in Nietzsche's moral philosophy is the notion of eternal recurrence, which he presents as a hypothetical scenario that asks us to consider whether we would be willing to live our lives repeatedly, in exactly the same way for eternity. This thought experiment serves as a test of one's affirmation of life. If one can embrace such a life, it indicates a profound acceptance of existence, with all its suffering and joy. It challenges listeners to evaluate their current choices and values, prompting a deeper reflection on the authenticity of one's life. Nietzsche's ideas find resonance in various modern contexts. In politics, the will to power can be seen in discussions about leadership and governance, particularly concerning authoritarian versus democratic regimes. Nietzsche's skepticism towards absolute moral values can inform current debates about moral relativism in a multicultural world, where differing moral perspectives confront each other. In the realm of technology and artificial intelligence, the exploration of what it means to be human is a direct lineage of Nietzsche's inquiries into human nature. As we build machines that can mimic human thought and action, we must grapple with what unique aspects of our experience are irreplaceable and how these relate to our moral considerations. However, Nietzsche's philosophy is not without its critics. One significant critique is the accusation that Nietzsche's rejection of universal morality can lead to nihilism, the belief that life lacks inherent meaning or value. Critics argue that if all moral judgments are subjective and contingent, it becomes challenging to criticize egregious acts or systems, such as oppression or injustice, without an objective moral standard. Furthermore, Nietzsche's concept of the Übermensch has been misappropriated by various extremist ideologies, distorting his original intent and leading to the glorification of domination and violence, rather than its intended celebration of individual creativity and strength. Later thinkers, such as existentialists like Jean-Paul Sartre, took inspiration from Nietzsche while responding to his ideas. Sartre's existentialism elaborates on the notion of creating one's own essence and meaning in a world devoid of inherent purpose. Unlike Nietzsche, who emphasized the individual's power in shaping values, Sartre places greater emphasis on the human responsibility that accompanies freedom, suggesting that with the absence of predetermined moral codes comes the weight of ethical decision-making. In the Western moral tradition, Nietzsche serves as both a culmination of earlier philosophical thought and a point of departure for later discussions. He both draws from and pushes against the legacy of Immanuel Kant, who proposed an ethical framework based on absolute moral laws derived from reason. Nietzsche's rejection of these absolutes represents a significant shift toward a more individual-centric view of morality, emphasizing personal experience over universal truths. As we consider how Nietzsche's philosophy applies to our lives today, we might reflect on the extent to which we have allowed societal norms to dictate our choices and values. The challenge lies not only in questioning these norms, but also in tracing our own paths and affirming our individual experiences. Would we encourage others to follow our path, or are we inspired to create something entirely new? Engaging with Nietzsche prompts us to examine the narratives we have embraced, offering an invitation to confront our values courageously, ultimately inviting ourselves into a more authentic existence. In navigating the complexities of our modern world, filled with competing moral frameworks and the blurred lines between right and wrong, Nietzsche's work challenges us to cultivate an active engagement with our beliefs. By embracing his ideas, we may find our own will to power, enabling us to confront the trials of existence with a revitalized sense of purpose. Thus, the heart of Nietzsche's philosophy calls us not just to think deeply about morality but also to live profoundly, continually crafting our value systems in a world that often feels morally ambiguous and uncertain. As we wrestle with these profound questions, we may emerge not only as thinkers but as creators of our own moral landscapes, driven by the ever-present potential for personal growth and transformation. As we delve deeper into Nietzsche's moral philosophy, we must consider the implications of his ideas surrounding the nature of values and the assertion of the individual within societal frameworks. At the center of Nietzsche's critique is the notion of resentment, which he identifies as a key emotional response stemming from feelings of powerlessness. He argues that the oppressed often develop a moral framework rooted in resentment against their oppressors, thus devaluing traits such as strength and autonomy, which Nietzsche associates with a more authentic mode of being. This phenomenon not only shapes individual psychology but also impacts broader social dynamics, as those who feel disempowered may create and uphold moral systems that prioritize weakness and submissiveness over assertiveness and vitality. Nietzsche illustrates his understanding of resentment through the concept of slave morality, which he contrasts with master morality. Where master morality celebrates nobility, strength, and excellence, slave morality arises from the dominated classes, turning values upside down. Goodness becomes associated with meekness and strength is vilified. Such a moral inversion, according to Nietzsche, ultimately leads to a diminished collective ability to strive for excellence and meaning. This framework prompts listeners to question the moral values they might unconsciously adopt from society's prevailing narratives. Are we nurturing a culture of mediocrity by valorizing timidity and submission? And in doing so, are we stunting our own potential? In modern contexts, we can see reflections of Nietzsche's thoughts on resentment manifesting in current discussions on equity and social justice. Advocacy movements often emerge as a response to feelings of alienation and powerlessness among marginalized groups. The ethical frameworks that arise from these movements can sometimes mirror the dynamics Nietzsche critiques, wherein the emphasis lies on dismantling unequal power structures, yet risks fostering a narrative that frames strength, ambition, and individualism as inherently oppressive. Navigating the balance between advocating for justice and empowering individual agency becomes a complex task within Nietzschean philosophy, where the ideal is to transcend systems of domination rather than merely reconceptualize value through a lens of resentment. As we explore Nietzsche's enduring influence, it is essential to consider the implications of his thoughts on truth and interpretation. Nietzsche famously proclaimed, "There are no facts, only interpretations." This assertion goes beyond a simple relativistic view and suggests that our understanding of the world, including our moral judgments, is inherently shaped by perspective. In other words, what we consider true or just is often a reflection of our historical context, power dynamics, and individual experiences rather than an immutable reality. This line of thought invites modern listeners to approach moral and political debates with a critical eye, questioning not only the positions held by others but also their own biases and presuppositions. As we confront issues of misinformation and polarized viewpoints in contemporary society, Nietzsche's perspective on interpretation becomes increasingly relevant. The clashes of values and beliefs that define our political discourse can sometimes lead to a stifling of debate, as opposing parties entrenched themselves in their respective narratives. Nietzsche encourages an openness to challenge and to critically examine one's beliefs, suggesting that the stagnation of ideas often results from an unwillingness to engage with different perspectives. By recognizing that our interpretations of truth are formed by our unique experiences, we may find the encouragement to expand our understandings, engaging in a rich and constructive dialogue with those who see the world differently. Another core element of Nietzsche's thought is the idea of the death of God, a metaphorical proclamation signaling the decline of absolute values and certainties that have traditionally been ascribed to divinity. This idea does not denote a literal atheism but rather indicates a broader existential crisis surrounding meaning and morality in the modern age. With the erosion of religious certainty, Nietzsche challenges individuals to confront the resulting vacuum and to take personal responsibility for creating their own values and purposes. In our contemporary world, where traditional religious frameworks often feel insufficient in addressing the complexities of modern existence, Nietzsche's assertions resonate with many individuals grappling with existential themes. The rise of secular humanism and discussions surrounding existential meaning echo Nietzschean thought, as individuals seek personal significance in an increasingly fragmented world. The challenge, as Nietzsche frames it, is not to succumb to despair in the face of this uncertainty but rather to engage proactively with life, crafting meaning in the absence of absolute truths. Moreover, Nietzsche's emphasis on individual creativity and self-overcoming encourages an exploration of authenticity within personal ethics. In a society laden with pressures to conform and fits into predefined roles, Nietzsche invites us to consider how we can break free from societal expectations and assert our unique wills. In interpersonal relationships, this might manifest as a rejection of codependent dynamics, encouraging individuals to prioritize their paths and desires over societal approval. The notion of embracing one's will to power becomes crucial here, as it motivates individuals not only to recognize their potential but to actively pursue their passions and aspirations. As we reflect on ethical dilemmas that arise in our increasingly technology-driven world, Nietzsche's concepts can provide a prism through which to view these challenges. For instance, AI ethics presents a compelling dilemma surrounding the implications of human agency and decision-making. As machines become increasingly capable of mimicking human reasoning, the question emerges: what does it mean to maintain our moral agency in a landscape defined by autonomous systems? Engaging Nietzsche's philosophy on power and individual creation, we might ask how advancements in technology can either enhance or hinder human values. Will we continue to assert our will and creativity, or will we relinquish our moral prerogatives to machines that operate within predetermined algorithms? In grappling with moral ambiguity and technological evolution, Nietzsche's ideas urge us to embrace the complexity of our existence. The exploration of our values and choices becomes not just an intellectual exercise but a necessary component of living authentically. By critically examining the implications of our decisions and the underlying motivations, we find ourselves better equipped to navigate the multifaceted moral landscape that contemporary living presents. Furthermore, as we consider the implications of Nietzsche's philosophy across various domains, we notice threads of continuity in ethical discussions from earlier philosophical figures. For instance, Nietzsche's push against absolute moral standards recalls the skepticism woven throughout the works of David Hume, who argued that moral values could not be derived purely from reason but were instead grounded in human sentiments and passions. This connection serves to remind us that the questions surrounding morality are not new but rather reflections of a long-standing philosophical inquiry into human nature and societal constructs. On the later end of the spectrum, we can liken Nietzsche's existential approach to the thoughts of postmodern philosophers such as Michel Foucault and Jacques Derrida. Both thinkers engage with themes of power, interpretation, and the inherent instability of meaning, a testament to the enduring relevance of Nietzsche's challenge to absolute statements and moral certainties. In witnessing the evolution of thought that extends from Nietzsche through to the post-structuralists, we recognize an ongoing dialogue about the nature of morality, truth, and the role of the individual in shaping ethical landscapes. As we conclude this exploration of Nietzsche's philosophy, it becomes evident that his ideas compel us to reflect deeply on our moral frameworks and beliefs. His call to affirm our existence and embrace the will to power resonates in a world rife with uncertainty and complexity. As individuals navigating personal and ethical dilemmas, we are invited to reclaim agency in defining our values and living authentically. Engaging with Nietzsche remains a vital endeavor, not merely as an academic exercise but as a living dialogue about how we can embody our beliefs in daily life. Are we prepared to confront the discomforts of our existence, to forge our paths, and cultivate values that elevate rather than diminish our potential? In asking these questions, we take steps toward a more profound understanding of ourselves and our capacities to shape our moral landscapes. Ultimately, Nietzsche's philosophy invites us to harness the strength of our individuality, affirm life's possibilities, and create a legacy that reflects our deepest convictions and aspirations. In doing so, we not only honor Nietzsche's call but pave the way for a future defined by a continual quest for meaning, authenticity, and growth. To delve further into Nietzsche's moral philosophy, it becomes imperative to explore how he articulates the tension between individual existence and societal constructs. His radical notions often provoke us to assess not only our own moral compasses but also the larger societal mechanisms that shape them. A dominant motif in Nietzsche's thought is the idea that conventional morality often leads individuals away from their authentic selves, creating a dissonance between one's instincts and the imposed moral codes of society. This dissonance is central to his critique of Christian morality and its emphasis on self-denial, forgiveness, and humility. Nietzsche's assertion that God is dead serves as a powerful metaphor for the disintegration of absolute values that once provided humanity with meaning and purpose. In a post-religious context, individuals are left grappling with moral ambiguity, navigating a world devoid of final answers or universal truths. Nietzsche challenges us to recognize that in the absence of divine moral law, we must grapple with the responsibility of defining our own values, making choices that speak to our individuality. This reflects a profound existential freedom but also a daunting burden, as it places the individual at the center of moral decision-making without the comforting backing of traditionally sanctioned beliefs. This exploration of personal responsibility and morality aligns with Nietzsche's critique of ressentiment, feelings of hostility that emerge from perceived oppression or inadequacy. He articulates that societal norms often valorize weakness and submission, where those in power are made the villains and strength is demonized. This inversion leads to a form of morality that prizes meekness and pity over the noble traits Nietzsche associates with mastery, such as strength, creativity, and self-affirmation. He argues that the oppressed build a moral framework that can ultimately become self-defeating. By prioritizing values derived from resentment, they risk neglecting their own potential and relinquishing their power for genuine self-overcoming. In contemporary contexts, the implications of Nietzsche's notion of ressentiment can be observed in various social movements aimed at rectifying historical injustices. While it is essential to address and dismantle oppressive systems, there lurks the potential for a moral dichotomy that might prioritize victimhood over empowerment. Nietzsche urges discernment in the narratives that evolve within these movements, prompting a reflection on whether they cultivate strength and personal agency or merely reinforce patterns of submission and blame. As we consider the impact of ressentiment in today's political climate, the emergence of identity politics offers a keen illustration of Nietzsche's perspective. While the quest for justice and equity remains fundamental, there is a risk that narratives of oppression may inadvertently guide individuals toward a collective identity entrenched in past grievances. Nietzsche's philosophy encourages us to transcend these victim narratives, to challenge the notion that one's identity is solely defined by experiences of suffering or disenfranchisement. Instead, he invites us to forge our identities, develop personal values, and strive toward a vision of individual excellence that acknowledges human strengths. Moving from ressentiment, another crucial area of Nietzsche's philosophy pertains to the relationship between truth and power. Nietzsche's claim that there are no facts, only interpretations, underscores a fundamental aspect of his thinking, the understanding that our grasp of reality is filtered through subjective lenses shaped by culture, history, and power dynamics. This is not merely an assertion of relativism but rather a critical perspective that invites us to scrutinize prevailing narratives and question the motivations behind the truths we encounter. In modern society, characterized by the rapid dissemination of information, Nietzsche's insights into the nature of truth and interpretation resonate more than ever. The proliferation of social media, for example, emphasizes not only the subjective nature of truth but also illuminates how power operates within discourse. The narratives that gain traction often reflect broader societal biases and structures, raising questions about the nature of the truths we accept and promote. Nietzsche compels us to remain vigilant against the temptation to accept narratives uncritically, urging us to engage actively with differing viewpoints and allow for the plurality of interpretations concerning our moral landscape. This critical examination aligns with Nietzsche's broader project, which seeks to cultivate an ethos of creativity and self-definition. In an era where algorithms increasingly shape our experiences and values, the Nietzschean imperative to question dominant discourses becomes increasingly salient. Individuals must determine not just what they believe but how those beliefs align with their authentic selves. Are we merely digesting the information that confirms existing biases, or are we allowing our encounters with diverse perspectives to transform our understanding of morality? Nietzsche's critique of conventional morality also reflects on the concept of authenticity. The notion of living an authentic life, a significant touchstone in contemporary moral discussions, draws heavily from Nietzschean ideals. Authenticity, according to Nietzsche, involves the radical act of asserting one's unique perspectives and values against societal norms. To live authentically, one must embrace their will to power and fully realize one's creative potential. This journey toward authenticity is often fraught with challenges, as societal expectations may pressure individuals to conform or suppress their true desires. In practical terms, Nietzsche's ideas compel us to reflect on our choices in various contexts, from the personal to the professional. In the workplace, for instance, the push for conformity can stifle creativity and individual expression. How can we navigate our work responsibilities while also fostering an environment that encourages authentic self-expression? Nietzsche's philosophy suggests that striving for personal excellence and encouraging others to assert their unique motility can create a more vibrant and dynamic community. In education as well, Nietzsche's call for self-overcoming might inspire educators to foster environments that prioritize individual growth and creativity rather than standardized measures of success, ultimately cultivating a generation that approaches learning with curiosity and passion. In the context of relationships, Nietzsche's thought offers a lens through which we might assess whether we are genuinely engaging with others or merely conforming to societal expectations of connection. Are our friendships rooted in authenticity, sharing common interests and fostering mutual growth, or are they merely reflections of conventional roles? The process of self-overcoming can lead to deeper connections, as authentically engaging with others allows for the flourishing of shared passions and values. Yet, it is essential to acknowledge the criticisms Nietzsche's thought faces within the moral landscape. One significant critique is the potential for elitism in his ideas, particularly regarding the concept of the Übermensch. Critics argue that by advocating for the creation of individual values and the rejection of traditionally constrained morals, Nietzsche risks promoting a harmful elitism that can marginalize those who lack the means or capacity to assert their will effectively. The fear is that such elitism can slide into a justification for the exploitation or domination of less empowered individuals or groups. In response to this critique, some contemporary thinkers highlight the importance of grounding Nietzsche's ideals in ethical considerations that prioritize the flourishing of all individuals. They suggest that while the call for self-overcoming and individual excellence remains essential, it must be coupled with an awareness of our interdependence within a broader social context. By asserting our unique values and striving for personal growth, we simultaneously cultivate environments where everyone can thrive, emphasizing the interconnected nature of our actions and their implications. This dialogue regarding individualism versus communal ethics resonates with themes explored by later philosophers. For instance, the communitarian critique of hyperindividualism emphasizes the importance of social cohesion and collective responsibility, urging a balance between asserting one's uniqueness and fostering solidarity within communities. This conversation, tracing back to Nietzsche's work regarding subjective morality and interpretation, reveals a continuous exploration of the complexities inherent in navigating individual agency and social responsibility. As we broaden our examination of Nietzsche's impact, we find echoes of his philosophy in various disciplines, including psychology and existentialism. The field of psychology has witnessed a resurgence of interest in Nietzsche's work, particularly concerning the human drive for self-actualization and meaning-making. Figures like Carl Jung reflected on Nietzsche's concepts, integrating the will to power within their psychological frameworks. Jung posited that embracing our unconscious drives and recognizing our shadow selves, the darker aspects of our personality, can lead to a more profound understanding of ourselves and enable us to navigate the challenges of existence more effectively. Existentialists such as Simone de Beauvoir and Albert Camus further developed Nietzschean motifs, particularly around individual agency and the quest for meaning in an often absurd and indifferent world. The recognition that we exist within a universe that lacks predefined meanings propels us toward embracing personal responsibility, challenging us to carve out our paths. In engaging with these existential themes, we recognize the enduring relevance of Nietzsche's thought across generations, reflecting an ongoing engagement with moral philosophy and the human condition. As we conclude our deep dive into Nietzsche's moral philosophy, it becomes clear that his ideas compel us to confront several poignant questions about the nature of values, agency, and our responsibilities as individuals. Nietzsche's challenge is not just about the act of questioning norms and seeking authenticity. It is an invitation to embrace our role as creators of meaning in a world bereft of absolute truths. In reflecting on our lives, we might ask ourselves, are we living authentically, or are we shackled by the expectations of society? Are we asserting our unique wills, or are we simply conforming to prevailing values that do not resonate with our deeper selves? These inquiries beckon us towards an ongoing engagement with Nietzsche's philosophical legacy, urging us to fully confront the complexities of human existence. Through the lens of Nietzsche, we are reminded of our potential not just to navigate life but to shape it actively, empowering ourselves to challenge societal constructs and assert our truth. As we endeavor to harness our will to power, we embark on a journey of personal transformation, recognizing the importance of our choices and the profound impact they carry on the unfolding narrative of our existence. This journey invites us to cultivate an inner life that balances individual ambition with ethical accountability, fostering connections that celebrate uniqueness and creativity. Ultimately, the exploration of Nietzsche's morality can ignite profound transformation, prompting us to reclaim agency and value the complexities of our shared humanity. Engaging with Nietzsche's philosophy becomes not simply an intellectual exercise but a vital prompt toward an authentic and meaningful existence, one that embraces uncertainty while passionately pursuing our values and ideals. In embracing this challenge, we find pathways toward growth, connection, and a richer understanding of what it means to be human in a world where moral landscapes are ever shifting and deeply intertwined.